Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
When it comes to polar bears, loss of habitat means the loss of sea ice. And in 2007, sea ice melted at an unprecedented rate, a good indication of the impact of global warming. Polar bear expert Dr. Andrew DeRoche says the sea ice conditions of 2007 are something scientists didn't expect to see until around 2050. And this advancement of habitat degradation due to climate change has serious consequences for polar bears.
What will be important is what happens over about the next 50 years. Current projections are from modeling the data that we have and looking forward with sea ice patterns and climate, it looks very clear like the populations are going to be disappearing from much of their range, probably up to about two-thirds. We'll probably hold on to polar bears at least to the end of this century at the very high reaches of the Canadian Arctic and northern Greenland. That's the current projection.
That's why Dr. DeRoche believes we have a very limited window of time to act on climate change.
And if we don't stabilize the climate, I think the problem is that we won't be able to help biological communities, because by the time that they're truly threatened, we'll be dealing more or less only with human issues.
For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.